broadcasting live from the beautiful Georgia Aquarium Ballroom in downtown Atlanta for the Women in Technology Women of the Year Awards 2019. Here's your Business Radio X host.
Lee Cantor here, broadcasting live from the Georgia Aquarium for WITS Women of the Year 2019 Awards. I got two folks here from the VIP sponsor, Cox Automotive. Welcome Rachel Kennard and Elga Sanchez.
Thank you.
All right, Rachel, let's kick it off with you. How involved with you, with WIT are you? Is this part of your kind of day-to-day life?
Yeah, I'm actually a part of WIT Girls. I am the communications manager for WIT Girls, so I put together flyers and make sure that we're advertising appropriately for all of our WIT Girl events.
And then the WIT Girl events are, is that the middle school? Like, what is the age group for WIT Girls?
Yeah, it's middle school and high school. So I think it's 7th grade through going into college.
And then Elga? Are you involved with some of the WIT programs?
Yes, I've been involved in the mentorship for high schoolers, mentorship program, and so usually high school age, and you're a mentor for about a year, and you meet up with them and basically kind of give them advice or like just talk to them to see where they are and the type of things they want to do after school and. It's been a fun experience, actually.
Now, what's it like working with the young, you know, the young ladies? Are they, are you excited about their future? Are they enthusiastic? Do they see? Are they seeing technology as a good career path for them?
Oh yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
I would say so. You can really see the enthusiasm in them. Just talking to them about the projects they're working on, what they're doing in school. A lot of these schools are starting to have STEAM programs built in, so they are able to join in clubs and things like that to really get involved and look into a future in STEAM.
Now, when you look back at your career and your life when you were their age, are there more opportunities for them than there were for you?
Oh,
definitely.
Absolutely.
Definitely?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
So it's dramatic?
I think it is.
So, yeah. At my school, we didn't have anything STEM or STEAM related. I think in the last few years, it's really become more prominent. And I wish I had the opportunities that these girls have.
At least the exposure, I think. The exposure to even think about something in STEAM is a huge upgrade.
So you think that was missing when you were younger, that there weren't that many like role models or mentors? Like you couldn't see that as a viable path for yourself, and then now you're seeing these young people, seeing people doing it and kind of explaining how it works, so then it's easier for them to imagine that they can be in those kind of roles.
Or just an organization like WIT, to be around and to do outreach like this is really important, and I think it's something that we didn't have in school, so it's already a huge, huge advance.
Now, why is it important for Cox to be involved with WIT?
Oh, gosh. It's so important for Cox to be involved with WIT. The majority of our company is technology, and we want to grow and foster these young girls so that one day they're working with us, and we're learning from them.
Now, any surprises when working with young people? Has anything kind of stood out for you? Any story that has occurred? Anybody that has kind of rose above some hardship maybe or is really doing something extraordinary?
Yeah, I think the mentorship program a lot of time focuses on in areas that you wouldn't really see a lot of, we'll say, financial help to their school programs. So when WIT reaches out and says, hey, we want to put together, you know, this program for a group of girls in school, you know, we want to expose them to what other women are doing in their careers and that to give them an idea that there are other possibilities. So, yeah, I think it's been nice to be able to do that.
Now, when you come to an event like that, then like this one, and you see all the young people here and then getting awards and seeing recognition for some of the, and you're seeing companies of all sizes kind of getting the recognition that they deserve. It must be really rewarding to know that you're part of an organization that is doing something like
Absolutely.
This.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's very inspirational, for sure.
Is there anything that you're looking most forward to in terms of this evening?
I've never attended before, so I really don't know what to expect, but so far it sounds really great, and there's a ton of people out here. I love all the support, and yeah.
Now, any advice for somebody that's getting involved with WIT for the first time? What's the best way to get the most out of their WIT and being involved with WIT?
I think exploring all the different volunteer opportunities that WIT has is really a great opportunity for them to see what exactly makes sense for them, what they feel they can contribute most to, because we have so many different areas to volunteer. There's WIT Girls, WIT Campus, and then helping build careers for women of our similar age as well. So really getting a feel for what you're interested in and trying out different areas gives you the opportunity to figure out what you really want to do.
And then when you have an organization like this that has so many opportunities to volunteer, this gives you a chance to kind of maybe level up in terms of leadership opportunities or networking with people that are hired with it. So it can help your career getting involved with an organization like this, right?
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot of opportunity in networking, and there's so many different people here. You can
right.
really make some great connections.
Yeah. And then when you are involved with this organization or really any organization, it's good to not just sign up and say, oh, I'm a member, and I can put a line on LinkedIn that says I'm a member of WIT, but to actually kind of take a leadership role or volunteer and do some work inside the organization.
Yeah, it's empowering for sure.
Yeah, I would say so.
So now, for Cox, if somebody wants to learn more about Cox Automotive, what's the website?
Oh, gosh. We have so many websites. I think Cox Automotive has their own specific website. If you just Google Cox Automotive. And we're always hiring.
You're always hiring. Well, thank you so much for your support of WIT. It's so important for the community, and WIT has done such a great job over the 25 years it's been around. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, this is Lee Cantor. We will see you in a few at WIT's Women of the Year 2019 Awards.